It's a purse.
I had to bring it back because it's
because that's the funniest part about the Shannon Sharpe meme that everybody did over because it's a purse. Man.
It ain't his hips, and you stood
like you was finna get some Takis or something from the store. He was
hot chip
and
some empanadas.
We know that you ripped, dog. We know that you be in the gym. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you ain't gotta show every single muscle, every clothing item you. Because
he
on.
Got like a fake hip. He got a fake knee.
Who
he
is
got,
dressing this, dude?
Bro?
That's Lululemon.
And I don't
boy.
Mean like who is like giving him the stuff. To, I don't know like, who's helping him put this shit on
his clothes.
Who's pulling this nigga clothes above his body? Because his hip is bad.
Hey, yeah, could you help me with my shoulder? Could you help me with my shoulder?
Yeah.
Could you help me with my shoulder?
We on again. I hope you listening closely. We doing our own thing, but we doing this for the culture. Check out the topic.
Check out the top.
Don't be the subject.
Don't be the subject.
We keep it pop.
Hey, we keep it poppin'.
You can be up next.
You can be up next.
We are more than culture.
More than culture.
More than culture.
More than culture.
More than culture. More than culture. We are more than culture. More than culture.
Happened on Blacks recently.
Hey man, they been doing that.
I'm talking about funny, though.
Oh, yeah, they get good.
They get good. The nigga about Atlanta, that shit funny as hell to me, bro. I don't care what nobody
spot
said.
On, except for he's a pedophile.
Right.
Is he a pedophile for
bro,
real?
Bro, I was, man, the whole time, I was like, ain't this nigga like, supposed to be in jail?
No one saying nothing.
Well, yeah, Chris D'Elia. Ain't he supposed to be in
jail?
Yeah, I thought
he happened.
I thought he had got caught on some child shit.
He was with the underage
got caught messaging an underage girl, and it's like, say he been grooming some underage, like, comedian girl, like, for a long-ass time.
You
but is she funny? I'm just playing.
Have you seen? You saw You, the series?
Yes.
No, I didn't. Oh, yes, yes, the first
yeah,
one.
He played a pedophile in that shit.
He damn sure did. He actually played a pedophile
and
in You. Yep. Sure did. Yep.
Wow.
Same type of shit. And then he kind of disappeared for real. Like, he was getting real hot because he had that shit coming out. And he came back on the Black Man's podcast talking about black people.
Came to Atlanta. That's all you got to do, man. Crazy,
who he did that on?
Eric Griffin got a podcast.
Well, we are the culture, goddamn, boy.
Ain't no, man, listen, Joe Rogan is holding on, bro. He's starting to have niggas on his podcast in a high rate.
Bro, that cat interview.
They were spotted. Yeah. Niggas was spotted on Joe Rogan.
Mm.
Niggas was spotted. Now he got AIDS. And nigga milk and cookies. On there, bro. Nigga had the Shiggy show on there, motherfucker. Hey, man, remember the dance you did with Drake? Amazing.
You did not have Shiggy. That's stupid.
You just got back to YouTube,
fuck.
Right?
So did Kiki.
did she love you or not?
Yeah, this is amazing. Tell me, right? Never thought we'd meet.
Was she riding?
Right. The fact that Joe Rogan and Cat Williams never met, let me know.
That's
like,
crazy.
Oh, he ain't.
Yeah, you're like,
you're an LA comedian from back then.
Right.
And you ain't never talked
to all these
Cat.
Years?
Right. I don't know. That was prime MMA years. I ain't shooting no bell, but you know.
No, I'm saying, but like, so, no. He's around everybody else that was in that time that is famous. Yeah. Everybody that was in L.A. was like with Joe Rogan, like with as far as when he was talking shit about, what's my man's name? Carlos Mencia. That era.
Right.
He was in there heavy, like he lived.
But
at
you know it's
store.
Two comedy worlds, right? You know it's a black and a white world too, even in L.A. You know what I'm saying?
But
so
if
just,
you hot, bruh,
yeah.
On both sides, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, well, maybe I don't know that. No, I know the hot comics that's white in Atlanta.
I mean.
Yeah, I think I do.
I know.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I talk to them. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be like, if I saw them, it would be like, yeah, this is my first time ever meeting.
Are these the white comics that are hot to white people or hot to black people?
Hmm.
Because that's two different things. It's
I don't
white
know
boys
who's hot,
hot
to black,
black
people.
people.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm trying to
white boys who do black rooms, but they don't do white rooms.
Ain't no more of them.
Okay, got
Tom
it.
Tom ain't the last one.
Tom was holding on.
I fuck with Tom. Tom to be
Tom
funny.
Tom is 90 though.
You fuck with Tom, bro.
Yeah, that's.
I ain't talking about. I ain't talking about the old white nigga who look like Jeff Bezos. I'm talking about.
That's Tom.
That is Tom.
You think about
Tom
else. Who used to be with Dirty South?
You talking about Greg?
Oh, okay.
I'm that's, talking about Tom.
Okay. Myrtle Beach Peach. Him?
No, that's
no,
Greg.
That's Greg.
That's Greg. Okay.
Yeah. Nah, it's,
I know who you talking about.
Oh. Damn.
They used to be with Dirty South.
Yeah.
He ain't that old.
He ain't that old. Yeah, he's funny.
He's still around, though? Like, he killing,
out.
Though. Is he doing well?
No. I mean,
okay. See, I guess you
so
don't
So I think
you don't
the topic was hot, like the hot Yeah, you know I mean, white comics. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah, I just know it's two comedy worlds in that's every true. City. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Very true. Right. So, that, yeah, you're right.
You can miss you can miss a white boy, too. You I don't miss plenty of them.
You can miss them. That's true. Plenty of them. That L.A. scene was different, though. It was. I mean, it was racially divided in the rooms, but I think by in terms of, like, everybody who kind of hung together.
Yeah, because they was auditioning and all that shit together, too. So, I'm sure it was across. But this is a lot of... It's a lot of comics here. Damn, here it go. It's a lot of comics here.
Don't tell about a nigga turn to no Ronnie.
Coach. There's a lot of comics here that you know that you don't know.
That is true.
Speaking of, have you seen is it the Black White Hope? I don't know what I'm trying to call this.
The Great White Hype?
No, nah, fuck that. It's the black nigga on the white side. David Lucas is special.
No.
Why would I have seen that?
Bro, I know y'all hate this nigga, bro.
It hadn't even come across my screen that he had a special to be fair.
So he has a special out. You have to watch at least 10 minutes of it. Or it's on YouTube.
Tell the fans why they have to watch 10 minutes of this shit.
And because, why did he get a podcast? Why you giving him my platform?
We talking comedy, y'all. We talking comedy.
Yeah, pay for that.
No one's paying for that, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to talk about this cracker nigga so we can get somebody to pay for that shit.
I don't know of a black comic who's drank the white Kool-Aid so heavily.
Mm.
This nigga ate the ice. He made the Kool-Aid to drink. Like, I felt
nigga
like,
ate the ice.
Like, this nigga ice washed the cup. He was like, can I have another? I mean, like, he's...
So that's why I'm watching the first 10 minutes for, to confirm that?
Just to be like, just to see a black man coon. If you've never seen a coon.
All right, that's good.
A 2024 coon.
I was trying to see why were we giving this man pub on here? So, like, if you've never seen the 2020 coon.
If you want to know what that
is. Let's give him some more views. Why don't y'all check out the Morning Culture Comedy Special on our YouTube?
Yeah, that part. Yeah. It ain't on our YouTube, though. But right.
It's on Patreon. Go to Patreon.
Y'all can check that whole out.
Check that in chat. Look it up.
That's all I'm saying. Look it up. You look up everything else.
The dude I know and the dude that I saw is two different guys. That's, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, do you persecute a nigga for the shit he's saying on stage, or do you say, I know this
well,
nigga?
Well, all right. So then when we get the picture of him with the two white guys, and the one white guy posted the greatest white supremacist ever, and he posts that on his story too. Like, now what we got?
Some bullshit. Like, are you playing algorithm?
That's not the stage anymore, is my point.
Yeah, it's like, but you know he playing algorithm. Yeah.
I'm the first one to shoot your bail on stage. I feel like you can say anything close to not harming a child.
From Georgia, too?
That's what I'm saying. He's from Georgia. He's from, I think, Augusta or Macon.
But the crazy part is, like, would niggas pay attention if he wasn't doing this? That's the fucked up part about it all. If a nigga wasn't doing this,
that's the
could
point.
Could he get the same shock value without doing that? You know what I'm saying? So it's some funny niggas that ain't doing that.
That's crazy. Niggas don't even want to be funny no more, to be honest.
It's crazy. Funny is not rewarding.
That's
it's not rewarding.
That's Conan, because he's doing that to
because
make
it. Because he's doing this solely for the entertainment of white people, bro.
And the agitainment of
and
us
the
niggas.
Fucking right. Talking about on the podcast.
Look at y'all niggas just so, y'all just hate him,
bro. I don't fuck with this shit.
This nigga was
like, I don't fuck with that at all. I don't fuck with none of
that. Where's the Trumpers at? Where my family? And I'm just I'm just like, wow.
Because they're not gonna care when the police pull you over. They don't be having none of that love.
They don't give a fuck if you went fishing with us, bro.
They don't have none of that love in their heart with that.
Morning Culture is the brand. It's the Morning Culture show. Come on, Secret Genius.
Remo Rod.
They ain't making no more diabetes medicine. All this shit they got, they gonna have, niggas. So they don't give a fuck about you, Tyler Chronicles.
Ronnie Jordan.
That's a long ass name. That was your name.
How this nigga think he cracker gonna save him? Nah, nigga, you gonna die.
No, Tyler's name is It's a Purse.
It's a purse.
I had to bring it back on him, man.
It's a purse.
I had to bring it back because
that's the funniest part about the Shannon Sharp meme that everybody did over. Because it's a purse,
man. It ain't his
and
hips,
you
it's
stood
his purse.
Like you was finna get some Takis or something from the store. He was
hot chip
and
some empanadas.
We know that you ripped. We know that you be in the gym. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you ain't got to show every single muscle every clothing item you
cause
put
he got
on.
Like a fake hip, he got a fake knee.
Who
he
is
got...
dressing this nigga?
Bro, that
that's
nigga.
Lululemon.
And I don't
boy.
Mean like who was like giving him the stuff to... I don't know like, who's helping him
who
put this shit on
his clothes.
Who was pulling this nigga clothes above his body? Cause his hip is bad.
Could you help me with my shoulder? Could you help me with my shoulder? Could you help me with my shoulder?
Older NFL niggas can barely get out the bed, bro. That's why he can get them clothes.
Play football, nigga would have to help you get in your pads. That's how he got. That's how he got to get help to his feet.
The funniest part about Shannon Sharp interviews when he read the pre-written interview, the bio of the person.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
an entrepreneur,
yeah.
dad, a father, author.
A dad, a father.
He's a serial entrepreneur, actor, entertainer, registered nurse. He's like, how you know that? He always yeah. got a tidbit that you didn't know about.
Wikipedia, bro.
I do my homework.
Yeah, he got. Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's
bro.
What I want, a Shannon Sharp intro.
Hey, him and Ocho, man, is funny.
Yeah, yeah they are crazy. I like crazy. Seeing older rich niggas just talk shit, like, because they just announced, I don't know if y'all saw.
There's a niche for it.
Drea is pregnant. She just announced she's pregnant with that dude's baby. Duh, we knew that was happening, right?
Yeah.
He about to max out at $300 million or some crazy shit?
I don't think he is. You gotta make first team and all that shit to get the max. Super max.
So she shot a shot early?
No, he's rich. He's gonna be rich. He's gonna be fine.
He's gonna be.
But what you're talking about is like the Steph Curry and
yeah, but he's about to just get his first contract.
Yeah, he's gonna get a max though, probably. He's the best player on their team.
You know, now they get that $100 million because of all that collection.
Yeah, you get $100 million and not come off the bench. Like,
it's a lot of them. It's a lot of $100 million niggas on the bench.
I know. Josh Howard, man, grew up with him, but you know what I'm saying? Well, I grew up with him, just been knowing him since he was in the league or whatever. And that nigga was like, I can remember him trying to get a deal with the Mavericks. And he said, bro, all I need is $10 million a year, and I'm straight. And that nigga was an all star. And that's all he was asking. He's like, I get $10 million a year, I'm straight for 5 years.
Josh
Howard
from the Hawks?
$10 million, 5 years, 50 million. No, shit, I'm tripping. 5 years, 50 million, whatever.
That's $10 million a year.
Thank you. My math is so off. Yeah. But yeah, 5 years, 50 million. He was like, boom, I'm good. And now it's like, and he was an all-star. It's niggas that's at the end of the bench getting 5 for 50.
Right. Yeah, but I don't think she knew that when she said, no, you got to wear the rubbers.
Oh, listen, bro. That nigga played ball in Saudi Arabia, she wouldn't let him use a rubber.
But like, did you see Gilbert Arenas? Gilbert Arenas and Swaggy P talking on that show? Yeah. And he was like, man, NBA is wild, bro. He said Gil had her in the back seat, and I was like, what?
He said, that opened my eyes, man.
I said, well, why don't you say it now?
Shit, they used to call her Drea Face. That used to be the name, like her Instagram name, her Twitter, Drea Face.
Don't even matter now how she won the race.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
Yeah, it's once Drake sang about her and all that shit.
She giving hope to a whole generation.
Somebody put out a fake tweet or whatever saying like that Jalen Green was like, yeah, she used to babysit me.
I saw a TikTok of a person saying she got pregnant by the lady who babysit her. It was like a voiceover of him hooping.
Yeah.
And I was like, see, they done took a rumor already. Yeah, I'm like, I know that ain't true. I didn't even know that. But I'm like, I know that's not true.
Hell nah, that ain't true.
It's all about how you say some shit, too, because a nigga be like, bro, I read that if you add garlic to your diet, your beard will grow. And be like, nigga,
people believe anything.
Where the fuck did you read that from?
TikTok.
A meme.
Yeah.
Nigga, say I saw a meme. Don't say I read.
Right, you didn't read, nigga. You know what had saying, your phone in your hand.
Like,
that's why Trump trying to get rid of TikTok, bro.
That's why.
Too much misinformation. Fake news.
Misinformation, dog. He don't like that. He don't like lies.
If anybody providing fake news is me.
Yeah, I do the lying, you bitch ass niggas. Let me do the lying. Y'all in my lane.
Bro, that nigga got to pay $700 million.
That nigga ain't finna get in one.
He's a professional at not paying people.
You know how much money he owe people?
Shit, bro. He's going to have to pay, dog.
That nigga.
That's his whole real estate career. He was like,
he going to have to pay before he become president, bro.
Corruption.
Nah, he ain't.
He just be like, bro, chapter 13. What?
Nigga, if he becomes president owing $700 million.
That's so hood.
Why are we? Why do we care about being Americans, nigga? This shit crazy, dog.
Bro, the president in debt is so funny.
That's crazy.
That's American. That's about as American as it gets.
So he going to get the calls from the bill collectors?
Yeah, bro, every day.
Let's talk about, nigga.
Is this Donald?
That little red phone in the office is going to be going crazy. Like, we found your ass with that Tommy Bond cold phone, bitch ass.
This is Merrill Lynch.
You thought we couldn't find your bitch ass.
This is Aaron's rental.
Who was this? Seen on TV last night.
Salem City, Missouri.
You got 13 couches? We have not.
Seen had a new suit on last night, bitch ass. They thought I ain't checking. That shit about 10 grand. Let me get it.
Give me 3 pair of them shoes.
God, man, you owe me $700 million.
How we let Trump pull up the sneaker con, though? These young niggas had dropped the ball, man. What the fuck?
I don't think nobody knew that he was coming like that.
He pulled up.
I ain't hear about it.
How much were the shoes? How much were the shoes?
Oh, good question.
$700.
They was 400.
They was 400, and they crazy now.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Now they about 1,000.
But them shoes is kind of cool, though.
No, they're not.
I'm speaking from my David Lucas spirit.
Nah, them shoes look like them shoes that niggas used to wear.
Them shoes ugly as fuck.
They created Aviators. What was them joints?
Those are wrestling boots.
Yeah.
Creative Genius.
Creative Genius.
Ooh, them the Pee Wee.
Hold on. We can't skip over the fact Remo like the Trump shoes.
I don't like the Trump shoes.
That explains a lot. You do like the Trump shoes.
I'm just trying to go viral.
That explained a lot of fashion.
Keep bringing up all the viral tags. Remo been researching on y'all bitch ass.
You know what I'm saying? You know?
All he doing is saying buzzwords right now.
Don't buzz me down.
And they gave him 8 buzzwords in the first 10 minutes.
You're talking about retention. It's called retention.
We're trying to get y'all to watch, bro.
For the Trump shoes. Patreon.
That's what we was at last week. Y'all were like,
I was reading.
Bro, we was researching and reading, trying to figure out how to get y'all friends to subscribe to. Thank y'all. Yeah,
we're trying to regroup.
Thank y'all.
Black women are amazing.
First of all,
retention.
That number one. Keep that. And also, they ain't shit.
Retention.
Whatever
retention.
Part of this, yep. The algorithm you fall on.
And leave in the comments what you feel about them.
Yeah.
And I'm a
yes
pop
or no.
A balloon for no
Black
reason.
Black women, yes or no.
You got to pop a balloon for no reason.
I pop a balloon because I don't like her style.
Oh, my God.
That is this the awfulest shit
so
ever that they created.
Bro.
I thought they popped a balloon when they did like them.
They don't like them. This one dude popped that came out and she said, pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, he was like, I'm a doctor.
Fuck me,
bitch.
No, she said, how old are you? Said 43. That bitch said, pop.
Like, I don't like her outfit. You dressing like my little brother.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he got a hat on. Bro, I'm like, damn.
Let's go, y'all. Buzzwords. Let's go.
Hey, man. Yeah, I be wanting
to. Lil Boosie.
That I said Lil Boosie.
It's an algorithm thing, y'all.
Hey, man, as long as we stand on business.
Hey, we got to stand
come
on
man.
Business. I feel like that.
Oh, Lil Boosie did just out the Pelicans.
What you mean?
Cheap.
What'd he say?
No, he said the Pelicans, he said the Hawks paid $7,500 to $10,000 to perform halftime.
And oh, cheap.
And cheap.
I thought they said they'd be cheating.
No. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Scared. I said, oh, damn.
Nah, damn. Buzz,
speaking of Schefter. The Patriots Dynasty movie.
Yeah, the Pelicans ain't paying, man.
How much they
paying? Nobody?
$1,000.
Oh.
Who the hell they be having?
And Bow Wow? See, nobody.
Oh, apparently.
Eastside Boy?
I don't even think it Bow Wow.
They're going to have Big Sam and Big Mo only. Performing now, the Eastside Boys. Get them up.
Y'all can get more than culture down there.
Nah, not for
not
no
for
band.
Not for a G.
No.
How we going to get there?
Each.
That nigga probably can get Travis. They can't get Travis Porter. They definitely get Travis.
Can't get Travis Porter, but you.
Not Travis
who can,
Porter.
Let's book the Pelicans halftime show. Who
can
you
we
can
get?
Gorilla Zoe.
Ooh.
Gorilla Zoe. And I would go to
but
see
I
it.
Think Gorilla,
who, nigga?
I think Gorilla Zoe will have something for sale,
crazy.
Like some
Bone Crusher.
Double his money. Bone Crusher go crazy.
Bone Crusher.
This is very disrespectful, by the way. We don't disrespect none of these people. Cause
oh, no. Nah, we love all y'all.
I said two niggas saying, that actually live in it.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer kill you too.
No, I don't think MC Hammer got 8 dances still.
No, MC Hammer.
MC Hammer still
one, bro.
Got
I don't give a
ticket.
Fuck. I'll go watch MC Hammer right now.
That's
at
a
50.
Ticket. Like a halftime show or MC Hammer coming.
Did y'all,
you
did y'all you notice they didn't say nothing about Hammer in the 50s hip hop tribute?
That
nothing.
Is
like
crazy.
He was a big part of.
A lot of people got left out.
But our childhood
no,
but
he
was
one of the first people.
He's the commercial nigga. He's the nigga that's on TV.
But I think
he was the first real like. Commercial superstar,
pop star.
Yeah. But I think the most of the hip hop heads were trying were definitely even at the time he was out was trying to say that he wasn't like hit them. He wasn't a rapper. He wasn't hip hop.
And he was a
but
gangster.
But he took the whole art form with him though. Like he took it to the middle of America with the white with the heat-tays.
Maybe his ankle was swollen. He couldn't dance, and so they was like,
I
you
saw
know what,
Curtis
you
Blow jitter and shake on the stage at Yankee Stadium. They could have got him. Curtis Blow
can't do the typewriter when you so ankle.
Curtis Blow did the typewriter. He did it.
Oh, he did the hammer.
On the breakdown, bro, he said, oh, I was like, oh, that wasn't for us. That was for the old ladies. That was to let him know.
I still got
outside.
It.
I knocked my hip out.
My hip working.
My hip good.
Bro, it's an old video clip of Melly Mel fighting Willie D in a celebrity boxing.
Them niggas are huge.
Bro, Willie D punched the shit out.
Willie D's a real boxer now. He can really fight.
Fuck Melly Mel up.
Bro, the nigga Melly Mel was like, a hip.
You know, the niggas at hurrah.
Oh, it's a celebrity fight.
They used to do them celebrity fights a long time ago, like Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. What is that?
Who you think going to win, though?
Man, Jake Paul got to win. What do you think?
I need to know what's going on.
No, bro. That's going to be on FanDuel.
I have
something
to know
has
what's
to be
going on, bro.
Jake Paul.
Because listen, bro.
You cannot watch Mike Tyson.
They're
still
all exhibition
fight
fights. If y'all don't know that.
If Mike Tyson loses fight, we need to be protesting. Like,
something's wrong.
Something's
Mike
going
Tyson,
on, yeah, bro.
Mike Tyson
bro.
Like, I'm afraid that to watch that
bro,
white boy
like,
watch,
this
not
shit
Mike
is
Tyson.
So,
out.
Bro, if this
white boy.
I'm
no.
going to be upset.
I may commit murder.
That means that they have. Like drugged Mike Tyson.
They did
no,
something to Mike
no,
Tyson.
They done did something to him.
You
got to
think about the whole culture. This is a retaliation for the Montgomery boating.
That's so funny.
Mike Tyson throw the chair.
Remo, keep
that
it.
Is so yeah. funny.
So serious.
Keep bringing it back. Yeah.
This white woman got hit with a folding chair. Right. And we need
we
reparations.
Get back. That we get back. So
that's the wrong nigga to pick on.
You got to pick on the biggest bear.
I feel like
you can't. Yeah. I don't feel like you can even ooh. If you pay Mike Tyson to take a fall. You can't count on that nigga.
You
to
cannot
do
count
it.
On oh, yeah, him that's, not to click back in.
What if he bite that nigga ear off like?
Click in.
Y'all know what this is. Y'all know what this is. You know every white boy when they get drunk, they be like. Fucking punch me, bro.
Nah,
this is the rich version of that. Like, fucking hit me in my fucking face right now, fucking right. Tyler. Everybody
but
who
listen,
went to a college
man,
with white boys,
so sober.
They be want you to punch him in the face.
Let me tell you how much I will enjoy Jake Paul. Which Paul is Jake?
He gonna, his brother going to jump in, too.
Get
beat up,
took
too.
Off. Now, oh if we one get connect. A... If we get a... Cause we've all seen that video of Mike Tyson with his sparring partner.
Sparring going
like
crazy,
this nigga looking scared for his life.
Bro, he's like, "Why am I in here?"
You know what I'm saying,
he's like, "Stop playing, Mike."
Full fucking dog fighting here.
You mean K-9 training? I got an opportunity for you, bro. Spar with this old nigga. He's a legend.
Old nigga, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson.
I bet you money. Jake Paul contract came with it. I gotta win, Mike. I gotta win.
That's
this
what I'm saying.
Shit.
I didn't know what's
don't
going on.
Don't hit me in my face, nigga.
Don't hit me in my face.
Don't make my kidneys bleed.
Mike Tyson does not. He don't gotta hit. You in the face though.
Don't make my kidneys bleed, please.
You know
don't
saying?
Break my ribs.
All that shit gone. Listen, man, it's gotta be fake, bro. Cause there ain't no fucking way.
Like his family can't let him. If it's real, and I'm in Jake Paul's family, I can't let you fight Mike Tyson, bro. If I'm his brother, hey, bro, I can't let you do this.
What the fuck are you doing?
I can't let you do this. I'm so sorry, man. I love you enough to say there's not enough money in the world to go fight this nigger.
Jake Paul trying to go
hard art.
He trying to see how far down the spectrum he can go. He's like, nigga, punch me.
Mike
they gonna
Tyson
punch that nigga
only,
into an IEP.
The only person that I know of that I saw punch somebody retarded.
Yeah,
he did it.
No, he did.
Yeah, and really knocked the nigga silly.
I think I remember who he did it to.
No, it was a white boy.
That nigga
and
is.
He, I don't remember his name,
he
bro.
He is eating pudding right
but
now.
But after the fight, he could not
he couldn't get it
speak.
Together.
Like,
damn.
His word, he couldn't talk,
he
dog.
Shook
like,
the shit out of that nigga brain.
He knocked him
that
retarded,
nigga was watching
bro.
Yo Gabba Gabba
and,
right
and
now.
And days later, baby it came out that the doctor said if he had taken more punches to the head, he probably would have died.
And you yes. know and you know what's going to be scary?
Shook his
if
brain
if Mike Tyson probably going to stick to the script until he get in the back and start thinking about his life. And when that nigga say, I'm nothing, his voice start cracking. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. If
that walk
everything
to the ring is
going to
click him back in.
I'm telling you, bro.
Man,
whatever's
I
going on, that walk
see
is going to
Mike
it's a free
Tyson.
$20 million for Mike, I think. It's a free 20 for his
like,
white boy. Like, I can get you some money, bro.
No, on purpose. I can't see. That's just not in his
Jake
makeup.
Jake Paul wins
no.
every fucking fight. Wins for what?
Every
fight. Tell me where he
except
lost.
This one.
Apparently,
I don't think he's going to win.
I know
this
Mike
one.
Owed the IRS a lot of money, but apparently he's doing you know very well with his you know his all his brands and
right.
podcasts and all that.
Right.
So it's like
this is, I'm trying to pay my legend homeboy off. This is a layup for my partner.
Man.
Hey, bro, don't fucking make me pee blood, okay? He's like, I'm not going to promise anything.
You can't play boxing, though.
You can't play, bro.
You can play basketball. You can play football.
Man. It ain't no way to mash select so you can goddamn slap the shit out Mike, bro.
Ain't no rules.
This ain't punch out.
Yeah, man.
What if he knocked Mike out?
That's what we were saying, bro. Like,
bro, something's wrong, dog. Something
yeah.
something.
Crazy.
They put something in his weed before he hits.
If he knocked Mike out, bro, AI has taken over.
Whatever
nah,
it is.
Scott has got control.
What if Mike tap out and quit like he did with Holyfield? I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to fight anymore.
This is for the interaction.
Yeah,
I don't want to fight anymore.
I mean,
his
old boy ain't even fought no boxers. Yet.
Not a single one.
So you know, what I mean, he's in there with.
What was
it?
Who was his last fight?
Boxer was it Tommy Fury?
It was an MMA dude.
They all been kind of MMA.
I think the last boxer he fought and he ended up losing was
Floyd?
Was the Fury nigga, if I'm not mistaken. It's
Floyd.
One of the Fury champion. His younger
brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
This and white boy's algorithm in us. It's all algorithms. We are getting
shit
algorithms as you speak.
Happen, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, what if that nigga would just
fucked
up?
I thought it was fake anyway.
And asked AI, like, who should I fight next?
They said, boy, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Right. AI hates you.
Shit.
If AI tells you that.
That's
AI
what I'm saying. Skynet, bro. Skynet.
He done fought Floyd already. Like, who else? Shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Fought Floyd.
Did he fight Floyd?
I think he fought Floyd. Okay, okay.
Them
okay.
the same motherfucker to me.
Yeah,
them,
to me too.
That happened for real?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They sat in there, oh, they touched each other's sides like this for 2 hours. Them niggas hugged a little bit and cashed out. They tore everybody ass up.
They tore everybody.
They won, nigga. They won that shit. That's what I'm saying.
Got your hat? Oh, no, that was Jake Paul. He did fight Jake Paul.
Yeah.
It was Jake.
Like, got your hat. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was Paul. Thinking. He yeah, fought yeah, Floyd.
Ryan fought McGregor.
Because you see, when Floyd got serious and he stopped, that nigga hit that nigga for real. Yeah, like, boy,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he let it go.
Whoo, that nigga did Floyd. Said,
but I can't see Mike Tyson being able to do that because that ain't never been his game. Like, Floyd always been able to keep from getting hit. That's been his thing. Mike Tyson don't care about getting hit. He's trying to kill you.
He's trying to take Dan your Ruben head off.
He's trying right, to take Mike. Your spirit out your soul.
All right, Mike, don't kill him.
Bob
kill him.
And weave, bro.
I want to eat your kids. I'll press through to a lie. What you talking
when
about?
He come up from one of them bobs, bro. It's, bro. Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. He bob, you going to lose your weave.
Oh, my God.
And when that nigga uppercut turn, oh, my
hey,
God, bro.
If you see Mike
bro.
Tyson walk to the ring with some tears in his eyes, I think I'm putting one of my prize picks.
Where is my
no, facts.
Where is my hammer?
Are you betting on the fight?
Yes.
That's what they. Are I you bet betting they on both deal sides? With FanDuel.
Never. Why would I do that?
They got to deal with Prize Picks.
They
got to
have a FanDuel.
This the fix is in, bro.
I don't it's want a fix. Like, it's a fix. I don't so want I'm no Jake to, Paul winning
I'm
money.
I'm trying to see the angle.
You want that blood money?
That shit if I knew it was gonna happen.
You don't want the blood money?
No, I don't want no Jake Paul money, bro. Shit. Got me fucked up. I would never say that's where, like I got my, where I got my riches from.
Man,
you ain't gonna tell nobody.
Something going on, bro.
Somebody gonna know.
I sell dope, man.
I'm on this Fent Doggy Dog.
You feel me?
I do TikTok, baby. It's a purse. It's a purse.
Ah. It's a purse.
Man, hey, thank y'all for watching my first episode on BMF last week. Thank you.
Yeah.
And this is before it comes out. And normally I don't talk about stuff before it airs, but I did talk to my homie that's a producer at V103. Shout out to Rich, and he hit me up. He's like, "Bro, you in BMF?" I was like, yes, thank
you
God.
You had a wig on?
He said, yeah.
Nah, it was me.
You had a hat? You was bald head?
Because sometimes you can, sometimes your shit can get edited wig. Out.
I did want a wig, but they ain't hooked me up. Huh?
Oh, for real?
I only had one scene.
What was your part?
My part in the first episode I was with is basically I'm another drug dealer in Detroit because, you know, T and me split up. So T is running Detroit. So I go and I meet him and I tell him. Have y'all watched the second episode?
Yeah, I saw it.
So I'm working for the dyke bitch.
Yeah, the stud and the wild.
That first season. But I like she's wilding so much. I'm like, bro, she's wild. What y'all doing over here? Y'all nigga got a record store? No, some sandwich shop? Yeah, get me a sandwich or something, man. Cause she's about to set a nigga on fire and all kind of shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Tyler trying to jump shit. Hell no. That's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that was.
Now, sick. At first we like kind of beefing and he talking to another nigga. And then the second episode I come back, it's just like I bring all the gangs together.
This nigga right here. Huey P. Yeah.
One more time. One more goddamn time. BMF Tyler.
Be fluking.
Fluking. That's funny as fuck.
That is y'all for watching it, man. We appreciate y'all. I know y'all. Is niggas watching BMF still?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Niggas watching.
I ain't been seeing much about it on social media, but I have also not. Because
everybody respectful of Atlanta people, because 2 Chainz was not that great. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
I like what he said with.
I ain't seen none of
them. Man, he just be. It's like he be mad and he cool.
Yeah, he ain't take an acting course. Like, his mood is so crazy on the
I'm
show.
Like, oh, he gonna kill one of these niggas.
Yeah,
I think he gonna shoot somebody.
Shout out to the East Side, man. They showing a lot of love to the Kato on BMF.
Oh, yeah. I love baby.
I forgot how much they was killing in the goddamn 90s in Atlanta. I didn't forget, but.
Yeah, they.
That Tech World shit was wild.
They bringing out the Haitian niggas, the Miami niggas. That was what I heard about that when I first came out. I was like, man, some Miami niggas came through. They were kicking those and did they said niggas were scared of the Miami niggas, bro.
And you know what? The re-up on the Miami niggas was them goddamn New Orleans niggas.
Yeah, buddy.
Boy, when them niggas came through.
That Katrina wave
the nigga came through with them name tags on, the goddamn around their neck. I said, oh, boy, y'all tripping.
Black Air Force One.
Niggas was in the club with the FEMA relief card around their neck. Like, yeah, I got my check. What's up?
Nigga, my mama neighborhood smell like Old Bay seasoning.
Nigga was crab balling. Nigga ain't got that first check.
Is that why Juicy Crab went crazy?
I'm out there, yeah.
Maybe a bunch of New Orleans niggas here.
Is
that what started the rivalry? Because New Orleans ain't never been shit as a football team. So how y'all become rivals?
We've been hating since we started since we was expansion teams.
That might have turned up
the two bad teams hated each other.
It turned it up because it was so many New Orleans niggas in Atlanta then.
Yeah, they was living here talking shit. Like, did you live here? Yeah. That's okay. Well,
I picked a few of them girls out.
But everybody, all the Atlanta people go down there and party, though. We fucked
some Katrina
victims.
Oh, I fucked a few survivors.
You go to fuck bitch that was wet.
Come back.
She's
bro,
her
I,
wet.
Bro, I,
I caught it one girl. She was so down bad. She only had a shirt and a hat.
Predator.
She was like, bro, all I got is a shirt and a hat, like two sweatpants. I'm like,
she was on the roof.
What you doing tomorrow? Nothing, nigga. I'm trying to,
trying to find some pants.
Yeah, nigga, I have nothing to do without pants.
I'm tired of eating noodles.
Rebo had the shelter with a crock pot.
I was just on a roof.
Rebo had the shelter with a crock pot with some red beans in it. Y'all don't fuck with the red beans.
Nah, bro. She got on the movie set. I'm like, bro, how the fuck did you get on the movie set, bro?
Hustling.
No, that's same what you got in your house. Yeah, all your stuff.
New Orleans hoes is the reason they started strippers and scores.
strippers at random bars and grills.
Bruh, so you remember what was it? Roosters.
Roosters.
A strip club on the east. Is it called Roosters? What the fuck is it called? It's called something. It's on the east side. It ain't that far. But there's a chick I was talking to that we used to go there, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm the first one."
That's a terrible name for a strip club.
Roosters. Roosters. Now I think about it, it is Roosters. Y'all just don't know about it. It's called Roosters.
Rose, you remember Roosters?
Damn, how it can't.
We got to hit Black Boy.
Not three niggas from the east side not knowing the Roosters.
Where on the east side?
I never been.
Oh,
okay. I'm talking to a girl that worked there, and then she was like, "I'm the reason." She was from New Orleans, female person, and she was like, "I'm the reason that they got strippers and scores." I'm like, "What does that mean?"
She came in there without no pants. I ain't, all I got is a shirt and a hat. Right.
That's
my song. Right,
well,
it's a polo.
Bitch,
it's a polo. So
play Freeway and Beanie Sigel.
Even though what we do,
like, that is a weird song.
I've been playing Dreams and Nightmares.
This is back then, for real. This is about that time that shit really popping.
I've been playing Back That Ass Up, Juvenile.
What album I hear, 07, something like that, 08, something.
Well, I mean, crazy. I know why all these Diddy stories coming out, but man, they be making. They make, whoa, quick turn.
What?
Nick said Meek Mills, and I was
like, yo, that's so fucked up he's involved with that just off of a lawsuit, like a hearsay. No one has to prove anything. But go ahead.
No, I'm just like, it's so many people like Meek Mills getting hit by the Diddy bullet, bro.
Yeah. Devin Haney, like, latest one.
Really?
The boxer. Y'all ain't see that? He posted this. I don't know how long ago it was. He posted a picture at a pool party, and him and Diddy was sitting in the pool like this with some goggles
on. Seen that.
And they was like, yeah, they say you got to be in. And he put IN in capital letters to get in the Diddy party. I made it, and something like that.
See, that's what I was saying, bro.
But he just was like, yeah.
Any picture with Diddy that you have in your life, bro, is
a suspectual picture. But you right. That ain't fair.
It's not fair.
But all the pics look crazy.
All of every one of them is
too much.
Especially when that nigga looks drunk.
Too much brother love.
None of them look like regular pictures. They all look wild, bro. Diddy be taking some wild ass photos,
and be saying some wild shit.
He do be saying some wild shit.
Like that when he...
About Fab?
Man, Fab and Jadakiss was so uncomfortable when he came on Drink Champ.
Oh, that was the early Drink Champ.
Oh, man.
He was like, he kept calling them niggas daddy, and they wanted to leave.
He was like, why we in the party with
you,
me, daddy?
You put that with... Did he want a party? And you got to tell him
you
no.
You got to tell him
and
no.
And that nigga's like, man, you don't never want a party with me, fam. On,
so that's why you got to tell him
you
no.
You got
gonna
to
keep
tell
asking.
Him no.
That's why it makes it so funny, bro.
Cap was telling the fabulous that so you, funny. If you just tell him no, he'll stop. But if you don't, he'll do that shit till you die.
Right.
You'll be 94 years that's old. Funny. You ain't party with me, daddy.
Hey, this nigga Game said, I was with Diddy for 2 years. And then niggas was like, for what?
How are you doing over there?
He was like, yo, he would just hit me up like, yo, come get on the plane, daddy. You know what I'm saying? About to fly to Miami, whoop de whoo. He was like,
niggas
for
is
two
going.
Years they were just kicking it.
Niggas is going.
He was
though.
Like, you want to watch? You want to like we cool? Like I'm just getting shit. He was like, but
hold on, you want to watch what?
Do you want like no a watch?
A watch.
Oh, bitch.
Oh yeah, nah.
I just got mad. I ain't calling you a bitch. I'm talking about Diddy.
No, right, no.
Bitch. Yeah, do I want to watch what, motherfucker?
But at the end of all of that shit, he was like, you need to be with Dr. Dre.
I'd have missed that on the watch so bad. And like, you want to watch what, sport, you motherfucking faggot?
No, it's a bus down.
Oh, okay.
No, get out.
I tried to turn real quick.
No, bus down. I was on the phone. Bus down wouldn't have got me out of it.
Fuck you, nigga. You ain't bust the shit down,
it
nigga.
It sound like training day to me. It sound like shit, baby.
It's a bus down.
Let's get bus down.
Is that hey, y'all party see that meme down? That shit said, roses are red, I tell you so. P. Diddy gonna want some booty. You got to
tell him no.
The roses
are red before.
Hey, man. Red roses.
When the community pounces, it's horrible.
Roses are red. Person. Roses are red, violets are finer. He said, baby girl, come here and give me some of that vagina. But y'all get rid of TikTok, it's gonna be tough on them, boy.
Oh man,
Instagram gonna be crazy. They get rid of TikTok.
They took all the Universal music on TikTok.
Just say
yeah,
that.
They already hurting them, and then if they talking about passing that bill to Cabana. So like, Instagram gonna be so fucked up when everybody leave TikTok and come back over there.
Universal Music Group owns all of everything.
Everything.
And we don't want no more who the fuck did I marry. Keep them long heads. What the fuck is that about?
That's so I did see something about algorithm tweaking and like in terms of people like heavily produced stuff is not going to be pushed as more as like day in the life and storytelling type shit now. That's what people fucking with.
Fucking algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to change on you. So that's why you can't even chase it, though.
And it'd be like 52 people in a room like, so what are we going to do different this week?
Right. Let's take off black faces. No black faces.
Yes. If you're darker, you're fucked, buddy.
Yeah, the darker the hue, the suck for you.
Oh, God. You think they got the filters right? Because, you know, at one point, the filters, like, you couldn't even really connect if you was dark-skinned.
They don't give a fuck. We're not programmed in anything.
Yeah, we're not human.
I can't even get the water to come on. In the bathroom, yo, just because my black hands.
The door don't open every time.
Bro, I swear to God.
This is me in the chop house.
Trying to get the water to come on. Whole time, like, then the white boy come in there.
My son do it. Daddy.
It can't feel the melanin. I'm telling y'all, we are not programmed. Like, we're not programmed into the AI system. So that shit is, at some point, once people get really into the virtual world, there's not going to be niggas there. And it's definitely. See, I seen that shit, that programming shit, when I used to watch all them. Because living in L.A., you be around a certain amount of people, right? Certain type of people. And then you used to watch shit about the future and be like, ain't no way. Well, maybe we didn't make it, for sure. But Mexicans made it.
Oh, for sure.
To the future. There's none in these movies.
There's no black people.
There hasn't been one Mexican person in the movie. I could see black people just being annihilated somehow, some way. I don't know.
It'd be one black lady, but she'd be half.
But you can't get rid of Mexicans.
She'd be half Gorgok. She's got a motherfucker.
And with a big old ass.
Got an alligator tail on her fucking forehead. Right. Like,
yeah, they turned niggas into aliens now.
Right, like, yeah.
You guys said you're special. You're magic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and fix that spaceship, nigga. New slavery. Space slavery.
Space slave
space
is crazy.
Slavery.
Hey.
Space slavery.
Maybe that's our next slavery comedy jam. Slaves in space.
Slaves in space.
Boy, them picked a lot of moon.
Ooh. Big Nibble look different from up here.
They picked a lot of moon as well.
I've been chipping at this moon for about 3 summers.
Mass need 30 bundles of moon before the moon down.
You don't want no moon rocks, all right?
Yeah, that's funny. Slavery with tech.
Oh, what? Man.
That's fucking wild. Mm.
That whip don't hurt because it can't move fast.
It's a digital whip.
Brain
that
whip. Zap your brain. Yeah, we're going to have to workshop that one.
I done ran.
I thought that was the Price is Right.
Nah, that was the whip and the gravity.
Nigga, that's
shit in the air for about 2 hours.
I love seeing black people on the Price is Right. Yeah. Win and go crazy, bro. This is one nigga that's going viral.
I just seen
him. Seen
it. Bruh,
The Price is Right still comes on.
Yes.
Drew Carey.
Still. But all right,
it's not going off.
So the black dude, I think
many old people and people watch that shit.
I think he won like 2000 at first. Maybe I'm getting the shit wrong. Maybe 2000, then he won 10,000. It was 1,000.
He won the showcase showdown.
The showcase showdown.
Yeah.
But all right, so I don't know if this is fake, but it was his friend watching. He's like, nigga, my nigga's on fucking Price is Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And every time he won, he was like, oh, shit, this nigga won like 500, man. Hey, shit, give me 100 when you get back, dog. Yeah. And he went that 10. He was like, well, shit, about 22 would be better. You know what I'm saying? He kept going up. I'm like, bro, that's how niggas be thinking. Like, you win something, it's part of us.
We won. That's our win.
Hell no.
We win.
Niggas think about that in the wrong way.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, when Clayton won that 250, I was like, "So shit, nigga,
where we going?" This nigga showed up in Aston Martin. Yeah, fuck the club.
Going to the club.
In my mind, Remo would have a business plan and a big suit. So this is how we gonna franchise the Chick-fil-A inside of the clubs. Put Chick-fil-A inside every
Chick-fil-A
club in
Atlanta. Chick-fil-A inside of clubs would be
in every club,
stupid.
Nigga.
Think Ronnie ain't already do the research?
Man, them
Polynesian alone.
It'll make the girls so fat. It's gonna kill the waitress game. I know you ain't around this corner eating no biscuits.
Are you talking about strip club?
Strip club too.
Chick-fil-A at the strip club is wild.
I broke up my baby daddy.
Would that work?
That would work, dog.
Chick-fil-A at the strip club go crazy.
It's comfort food. It's food that we know. And it's Chick-fil-A.
Soak up liquor real good.
Then
Saturday night it'll be the jump because Sunday closed.
You gonna take two or three home. Maybe gonna
go to Magic just to go to Chick-fil-A, bro. I gotta go to Chick-fil-A.
That'd be crazy if Chick-fil-A let that shit happen.
Put a Chick-fil-A inside.
Yeah, Christian folk. Like,
as long as it ain't
business.
No dicks and no booties in there. Right, they know we don't play that.
Like
you shake all the ass you want, but keep the dick to yourself.
That's funny. That'd be protesting.
Keep the dick to yourself. Hey, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself.
Hold the dick.
We don't put no dicks and no booty right here.
Hilarious.
Chick-fil-A wild as hell, bro. They're like, nah, bro. I don't give a fuck. We are not open, bro, because we don't fuck with that gay shit. We on this God shit. Get out our face. But also buy our chicken.
Bro, you know what I seen recently that just popped back up? I don't know. I hope it don't get back in circulation. But Juvenile.
The vax back that
vax that ass up. Man. Bro, I can't believe that even happened, bro.
That check went hitting.
It was crazy.
The check had to be hitting.
It's everybody doing David Lucas. That's what I'm saying.
That ain't
quiet. He get paid like that.
Okay. That ain't the same.
You know what? To be if the nigga was like, yo, all right, yo, y'all, I did that George Floyd shit because they gave me $2 million.
Fuck you mean?
I'd be like, bro, you still on some fuck shit?
All right.
I wouldn't be talking about it as long.
Right.
I wouldn't keep bringing it up.
It doesn't work if he tell you either. So.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. You're right. But, like, I'd say if like I knew him and some shit, like, he was, like, right. just on some comedy talking shit, and he said, like, yo, they gave me $2 million. I'd be like, you a fuck, nigga. But, like, yeah, okay.
But I get it.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but that's what, I mean, but also, I don't know.
This make you more popular.
But also, I ain't been offered $2 million. I ain't had it on the table.
Bro, if they gave you $2 million for your George Floyd from the Asian community, would you take it?
Oh, I don't care about it, like, if they like me or not. I care about if black people like me, for sure.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, if the Asians like me, they, you know what I mean? Asians don't like people anyway, and not even in a bad way. They just more so, they're more about their community than anything else. So they ain't like, I don't even think they're racist. I just think they really just don't give a fuck about nothing but their people,
right.
Which is dope to me.
Could you tell the joke over for context of the George Floyd joke?
Oh, I can't.
Is that my favorite pandemic joke?
That is one of the top pandemic jokes.
It's on the,
What episode yeah,
yeah,
is
it's, oh, yeah, so it's on our shorts. Go check out the shorts.
They
cure him so bad.
They cure him.
Man, they cure him.
Jeffrey!
Damn, they cure him in front of everybody.
Jeffrey!
They cure him in front of everybody, though. They ain't give a fuck. Niggas talking about, all these niggas talking about, man, yeah, when Trump was in office, we was doing better. I was like, what the fuck was going on with you? Like, a million people died in America.
Right.
Niggas worried about that stimulus
inflation
check.
Started going up because you got
stimulus check.
Trump didn't even want to give niggas a check, though. That was Nancy Pelosi's idea to give that, whatever the fuck that shit was called, that check. Mm-hmm. And then Trump just signed it. Like, niggas just be getting credit. He's just like,
he got Kodak Black
white.
Out of jail.
He's white.
He got Kodak Black.
Like, he's the definition of white.
You didn't hear what I said.
Yeah, I've heard you, and I just kept trying to talk
Kodak Black, nigga. The blackest nigga we have in our culture.
He been in jail 12 more times since, so it don't matter no more.
That's true.
That shit did get...
I fuck with Kodak.
I fuck with Kodak. Some
wild
expelled. Yeah.
Of course, you got to.
He's literally a nigga that you only can listen to his music and try not to see nothing else about him.
Yeah, or even try not to listen to everything he say in the music. Because sometimes you be like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Because this is a song that I fuck with. I don't even know the name of it, but it's one line that I skip the song every time you get to that line. He say, all I think about is killing people. All I think about is being evil. I was like, let me
get out of here.
Before that shit sleep in my dreams.
It's all hard as hell, but not that part.
Yeah.
Yo.
That's crazy.
I was watching that Drake chat, like, get him some ginger ale or something. Like, you don't need to be filming him.
He don't need to be interviewed because his sentences don't go together well.
He raps so amazing.
But he's really smart, kid.
He's so smart.
He's very smart. Very sharp.
But yeah, but like when people talk to him, he tries his best.
Smart boy.
Yeah.
good
it's like he tries Christian his best young, not to be seen as smart in a lot of situations.
Yeah, he one of them.
Yeah. He's like, I want to be cool, not smart.
That shit used to be a thing. They'd be like, don't tell nobody I got a B. Shut up.
That I got a B is crazy.
Your friends is wild. Nigga, it ain't even an A.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
say an A. Hey, also, nobody, all right, I won't, but also, nobody give a fuck.
Nobody give a fuck about your 3.0. At all, but that was.
I'll tell everybody, guess what they won't give a fuck, bro. Right. Nobody give a shit about no B.
Nobody.
It was a nigga that was like, don't tell nobody I got, because he didn't take his books home, but he had two sets of books. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he like, but he would be ace and test. He was like, nigga.
Why he got two sets of book though? I feel like he's selfish.
He stole one.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely supposed to be like, don't tell nobody.
That he was smart.
That he stole.
He stole some books.
I was about to say, yeah, don't tell nobody I'm a thief. That's a good idea.
He didn't want to carry all that shit home like everybody else.
He was smart than anybody. I stole these books.
Like, I don't want to carry all this home like you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he was trying to make it look like he wasn't doing his work, but right? He had it at
until
the house.
Awards time, and then this nigga's like top of the class. Ooh, like,
awards time, I used to shit on niggas.
Bitch ass.
Ooh, I remember. You know what it
was? He did both. He was the pistol pop champion, and he did honor roll.
Yeah, clad clown.
Hey, was the dirty nigga at y'all school always perfect attendance?
The dirty nigga
always be perfect
in the comments. Was the dirty nigga, or were you the dirty nigga?
The nigga, he has to eat breakfast
and lunch.
And lunch. Wow. Yeah, he needs to be there. So like, I don't give a fuck. This nigga is sick as a dog. This nigga,
because he lives in his car.
He's at school at 7:01 a.m. waiting on everybody to get this. Six is a dog. Like, bitch, I'm getting this perfect tennis trophy.
That nigga lives in a shelter.
You got me fucked. Yes. That's the kid that comes every day.
Kids in the '80s still roasted.
Every day. Every day.
'90s, you still.
Like, we were broke, but I had our family had enough money for I could be like,
you
I could fake sick one day and stay home and get
you
some
had
medicine.
A roof.
Yeah, this nigga can't even stay home and get no medicine.
Yeah,
this
nigga stay
and we need to stay home. I need to go to school. I feel better when I get to school.
You've been wearing that same Averett jacket since 7th grade. We're seniors.
We seniors.
Him and his family live in a Dotson. That's why.
Man, I wish the best for every one of those kids that I'm talking about, because that is so difficult.
Those are usually the billionaires. Them scrappy motherfuckers.
If you don't kill yourself, you'll bill yourself.
Yeah, them LeBron babies.
If you don't kill yourself, you'll bill yourself. It's a hard but crazy ball.
Yeah, that's very good.
Real Kodak.
Yeah, that's real mental health check.
Real dark.
How y'all doing? Mental health check in the comments.
Yeah.
Mental health check in the comments.
You can't just say it.
What about if you don't get killed, you'll get built?
Nah, kill yourself. Yeah. We get to the real shit.
Get to the real shit. That's the only way to go listen.
That's it, baby.
That's why we missed the last episode, nigga. We was up here cooking up shit like
what
this.
Mean,
my bad. Suicide talk.
Right.
That's what we were cooking up, bitch ass niggas. Y'all thought shit was sweet. Y'all thought we were gonna come back here with investment tip. Fuck you, nigga.
Fuck your investment tip.
That don't die or fly, bitch. I don't know what's the other one, Ronnie.
I don't got no death bars.
No death bars is crazy.
Nah, it's really staying alive bars, though, if you think about it in the grand context of it. If you whatever don't kill you makes you stronger, but it's basically saying if you don't get killed.
Yeah, if you don't suicide, then you can fly.
Boom. Come on, Ronnie.
Ronnie's on you, man.
Come on, got his off.
Gang, we're doing this. I'm lost. I ain't got nothing. I have no.
I'm fresh out of suicide
bars.
I'm fresh out of death bars. Hey, man. And listen, bro. And if you're out there and you're thinking about doing it, bro, do not do that shit.
Yeah, don't do that shit.
Do not do that shit. Like, life is so much more better than
what if
death.
You miss and stay alive?
Bro, and then be the R-worded. And now, look, you really hate yourself.
Be the R-worded.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. I ain't going to lie. I was driving a little too fast. And this on the highway, and my exit was coming off, but it was a sharp right curve, and I was like, if I run off this road, I want to die. I don't want to just be like the nigga that ran off the road and just like broke his legs and now I'm paralyzed.
I don't want nobody to have to help me for the rest.
Yeah,
of my life.
Nigga, just go ahead and take me on out.
It ain't really about me. I just like the people around me. I don't want them to be doing that.
Technology crazy though.
You got an ass wiper.
Huh? I'm about to say, let me see first for you. Don't take me off all the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm gone.
Plug me up, nigga. Give me a little.
I seen a nigga on TikTok with a iRobot arm.
Yeah. Mm. That's because he hit Julian Sanders, like you said. He had one of them accidents, nigga. You got to have a big-time accident to get a robot on.
Right, yeah. Nigga,
like, you got to get hit by the truck.
Bro, he was talking the whole time. He was just moving this shit just to show people he can move. He's like, yeah, man, y'all, this shit
what
crazy.
What if that was AI, though?
Nah, bro.
It was real shit.
That nigga was taking
but depending on how much money you got.
Some people was like, pick up a can without crushing it.
Robo, hey, Robo, man. You that's gotta, the one, that's hey, we push the button. This is that.
That's the one with the bread. He probably paid like $50,000 for that hand.
That's such a great question. Pick up the can without crushing it with your robot hand.
Now try this child's hand.
Ain't no way you can drink with that robot hand, bro. You gonna punch yourself in the face.
Hold a little kid hand.
Nigga be like, jack all with it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's a video where the nigga hit another button on the shit. That's it.
Oh, shit.
I remember that shit.
He couldn't fucking turn it off.
I think that was
like
a spoof. 80s. Yeah.
It was like the 80s.
That nigga hand. He's like, it's a different model.
The artificial limbs is getting very sophisticated.
Yeah, it's real, but still, though.
Yeah.
No, it's real, but still.
Yeah,
I like mine how it is.
Well, what if you only get, like, break your leg, you just got to get a cane, and you could have just stayed alive.
A little hip replacement or something.
I do not want a Shannon.
Nigga, gonna walk yes, out.
You bro, you would rather die than get a hip replacement.
That's wild.
Cause that's you come crazy. Right back, bro. So people, you come right back.
People that get hip replacements, okay. They be like, that's funny. People that get hip replacement, they do be like it, you know what I'm saying? Like they can feel, they feel younger. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's a much better
hip. My brother had to have, not a hip replacement.
Dude, I got a hip.
He got a artificial joint in his hip.
Mm-hmm. Tigger had to get his shit. He had new shit, and he's like, he said, yeah, I'm back running. And
yeah, all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
So it is helpful.
Cause your hip, be on your bone to bone.
Your hips go quick, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The technology now is very advanced when it comes to that kind of shit.
Yeah,
like you can.
I think y'all niggas might be
have a limp.
Be right about not being athletic when you're young. Like you got more mobility when you're old.
Got more cartilage.
More cartilage. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am running.
Yeah, bro.
This shit is weird.
Yeah, you got band knees.
What's your band knees?
Soft.
No, you be running. Fast marching though.
You be fast running. March. How far you be running?
So I run up a street and then walk down the other side.
You don't got an Apple Watch or nothing to like detect how far actual it distance. Is.
No, I just be my phone look steps. It'd be like 10,000 steps a day. I don't know what that.
That's pretty good. That's a lot.
Equivalent to.
It's a lot. I don't know what it's equivalent to, but that's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But yeah.
That's what's up, man. Has it helped with your stomach issues?
You know what has helped with my stomach issues? Not eating processed food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Probably a lot of
Doritos.
People. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that
run
shit,
straight
bro.
Through it.
Yeah, everybody need to stop eating.
After 40, man, just stop all that shit, dog.
Yeah, bro. The shit crazy, bro. Because it'd be down, like, bro. It's going to be a day. It's not even a slow changeover process. Mm-hmm. It's just like one day, your body be like, nah, bro, you can't eat that shit.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No, you know what I'm saying? You be like, nah, this shit going to
fuck you up. Bro, I probably still got 4 Hawaiian Punch jugs in my goddamn pantry. From the day I couldn't drink them anymore. I drink that shit every day. And now I just look at them, like, oh, fuck, I still got
bro,
this
you
shit.
Bro, you drunk a Hawaiian Punch every day?
Nah, I used to buy a hella. Like, this is back when I had food stamps and shit. Yeah. So I would buy 4 Hawaiian Punches, and then one day I just stopped drinking them. So I just had them in my pantry.
Nah, that's real, though. Hey,
I might even moved with them just in case.
You got down.
You ever
bad.
Move with your juice?
Hey, yeah. This shit don't expire.
Yeah, no. Because it ain't juice. It ain't fruit.
I ain't going to lie. Hawaiian Punches to rock used to hit.
I ain't never tried that.
I tried that shit.
Oh, Hawaiian Punch.
When I was just saying,
used to rock. I was like, okay.
What was your first drink, like, when you used to just, was it, besides beer, if that was the first drink?
First liquor drink.
First liquor. My shit was so goddamn. It was kind of gay.
Gin and juice that era. Like, I was like 12.
Oh, shit.
11,
you went
like,
for the gin and juice?
Yeah, like Tangeray or some
okay.
shit. Like,
yeah.
My friend.
Nigga had a
it
Cosmo.
Was the worst shit ever.
This nigga Remo was in the gay club.
What the fuck? Bro, how? Because somebody had to make that.
No, nah, somebody
it's
told
like 8 steps.
No, nigga, I wasn't drinking that.
I got
house.
Triple sec.
Yeah, nigga. When I first started drinking, it was in a club.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How old were you in the club?
Probably like 19.
So you ordered it, or somebody?
Oh, you
did. Somebody ordered it. It was a chick, of course, that ordered. Like,
she ordered you a Cosmopolitan.
I was like, "What you drinking?" She was like, "A Cosmopolitan." I'm like, "Get two."
Ah, friend zone. That nigga put himself dead in
yeah,
the
yeah, bestie.
Get two.
That's my best friend. Go, best get friend. That's two. My best
you know
friend.
Give me one, bitch.
Hey, give me one.
Boy, that's
I'm
funny.
I'm fucking with you, bitch.
Get two is crazy.
And I, bro, I was strong.
And that's your first. What is your first drink?
First
so you
drink.
Know what to say.
So, but I was drinking that bitch strong. I was drinking them strong for like
hard.
A year.
Oh, God, that's even
that was your thing?
Nigga, I used to order that bit, bruh.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me? Can I get a
Cosmopolitan,
please? Shaking, not stirred.
Thank y'all.
Nigga,
goodbye.
I got around some homies. They was like,
nigga.
Boy, what the fuck you drinking, dog? I like bruh. Shit, you know what I mean? Shit,
Cosmopolitan,
my little Cosmo.
He was like, nah, man.
Nah, bro.
And they come in a cocktail glass every
get
time.
Get that nigga some Hennessy and
yes,
some bro. Coke.
This nigga don't even know the liquor that's in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Nigga was like, it's good. It's delicious in there.
It's delicious in there.
It tastes like a popsicle.
Yes, it tastes like Miami. It's
shaped like a popsicle.
Popsicle juice is some of the best juice ever.
Oh, man,
what?
That old popsicle free squeezy. Squeeze, was it?
Them little tubes.
Yeah,
the little
yeah,
freezing,
you ain't never put freezing. You ain't never put Kool-Aid in
you ain't either. Obviously,
what you try to put it in?
Yeah, I'm about to say cocaine.
You cannot Kool-Aid. Mess up around niggas.
You're right.
You why was you about to say cocaine?
Buzzwords retention.
Fake hit the powder.
Fake powder hitter.
No, Kool-Aid in the ice tray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
with the popsicle stick in it.
No, you gotta drop them in Sprite.
Or a toothpick.
So you just use it as ice cube.
Yeah. Drop them in Sprite. Mm-hmm.
It's your ice cube, the Kool Aid.
Oh man, all your drinks was gay. This nigga sucking on Kool Aid cube. Nigga. You got a whole cube in your jaw.
Got a Kool Aid cube.
Not my jaw.
Hey man,
that's why I put the popsicle sticks in there.
You got the Kool Aid cube.
That's funny.
And they would still be slanted because they lay down low key.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta put the. You got to put the, was it wax paper on there?
Oh, and then just put science, it. Son.
Yeah, so you can keep the popsicle stick going straight up.
Hey, this the only thing this nigga ever cooked. It's a popsicle.
Popsicle cooking ass nigga. Boy, if you don't get your popsicle cooking ass out of here, boy.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
That funny.
Hell no.
Hell yeah.
That Kool-Aid popsicle don't sound bad right now. I can go for them right now.
It ain't bad, man.
Right now.
I heard them Simply Lemonade supposed to be death.
Cancerous.
Like, really? Yeah, they still selling them.
Yeah. No, I heard, you know.
They dropping the price, too.
You know what's cancerous? They dropping the price, too.
They got a chemical that you can't process.
They started being different after, like, the first
everything started being different.
Yeah, they put a little fentanyl in there. Put a little fentanyl in there.
But you know what also is cancerous? Wheat Thins.
Wow.
Wheat Thins, nigga.
I ain't see that.
They starting to take them shits off the shelf.
Really?
Yes.
Do your research.
Do your research on them things.
Stay woke, nigga. Stay woke, goddamn. You know, what
I'm you, know you listen to Dr. Umar too many times, you be like, goddamn, bro. This one nigga said you can't even drink water. You ain't even supposed to drink water.
Dumbest get the water from shit.
Did you see that shit?
That's the dumbest.
So you supposed to get all your water from fruit, shit. Right?
This nigga said, man, biologically. This nigga said, biologically, we can't. You ain't even made to drink water because biologically you got to get on the ground. You gotta lap it with your tongue.
Biologically, you do
up.
Not. No, we drink so much easier than the
algorithm.
What are made of water? About,
I thought it was fake until I realized that was the same dude I seen on 85 South. Like they interviewed him. I was like, oh, this nigga for real. Okay,
yeah. Like he's a real idiot.
He's taking his tails around the world.
Stupid.
Full idiot.
Idiot.
Did y'all see? God damn it!
Did you see?
I hate to do this. Jermaine Dupri was promoting.
Some socks?
No, he was promoting the Freaknik bio that's coming out, right?
Can't wait for that
but
shit.
But he got though. On his Instagram, he got an all polo, but it is the worst Atlanta accent I've ever heard in my life.
Why is he doing an Atlanta accent?
But he can't help it. Look, let me play this shit for you.
Why is he doing
and basically going back on like what my look used to be when Freaknik was happening.
Listen to this accent.
And it was all polo. You know what I'm saying? Polo shorts.
He
goddamn
polo
belt.
Polo.
Polo socks.
He don't sound like that, dog. I mean, we love him.
That's all I can afford.
For.
A little bit. I can't really afford a lot of that shit. But you know, Freaknik were really popping before I actually was really, really cracking in the music. So I
he want to say music, like Lil Scrappy.
Parking lot pimping. Just ride around. I ain't even have my Cherokee. The first Freaknik while I was driving, I was on a Valori. I had a Valori.
That's in New York coming back.
I was just out driving around, stuck in traffic. But I was fresh, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's too much. Come on. Take it away. As our resident polo Atlanta expert.
That was some Ferguson talk.
Was it a cringe? It was. I cringed immediately.
It was a little cringe.
I'm Southwest Atlanta. I've lived on the South Side, West Side, even Noonan. It don't matter. But it's like that's not how you sound, bro.
It's a little cringe. Just talk it's, how you talk,
yeah,
man.
That's it, bro. Like, it sounds like
that's
it's a
cool
tuba,
thing about Atlanta.
Everybody don't sound like that, man. Everybody sounds how
it
they sound.
Like a New York nigga doing an Atlanta nigga accent.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to. I'm from Atlanta, and I sound like this, man.
Yes.
So do people talk to you and be like, are you from Atlanta for real? You don't sound like you from Atlanta.
And you know what I say?
What you say?
I say, I am from Atlanta. So however I sound like a person from
that nigga said, however.
I used to be in my set.
That's when honest.
I
first
no matter I how I talk, from I Atlanta. Sound like a person from Atlanta because I am a person from Atlanta.
Right. Easy peasy, little squeezy. Nigger boy.
When I first started, I was traveling. They used to be like, you don't sound like you're from Atlanta. I said, because I read books, bitch. Like, the fuck you talking
right.
about?
Everybody in Atlanta's dumb, y'all.
But that right there was putting on for the gram. That was, I got a polo shirt on.
It made me cross my arms.
Yeah, it was. You look like a teacher.
I had to protect myself. You
don't know what to say.
Yeah,
I was like, what? Like, why are you doing?
And as a nigga that's not from Atlanta, I was like, don't say that.
Why are you doing that, man?
That's crazy.
But it was like, God, come on.
Did you see the scuffle at the, I was about to say WNBA, but the women's basketball championship?
Falaje bumped the girl.
Man, she bumped the fuck out that girl.
And then they came back. No, she
got bumped.
She got bumped.
The fuck up.
Falaje did push that one girl, and then she got bumped to the ground. Pushed to the ground.
God. Puyush.
Yeah. But that's, hey, yo, listen.
And then her brother came out the stands.
Yeah, them girls be talking shit. Like, the LSU girls be going crazy. Like, if you watch, I watched a good amount of their games the last couple of years, and then her and Angel Reese,
they
be
going back and forth. Angel Reese's mouth is
they
wild.
Be talking shit. She was like, bitch, you got to get your money up before you can fucking talk to me. I was like,
see,
all
that's
right.
Why they should have did the money and, so early, dog.
And Chicks was like, all right, old girl from Brazil. Like, you know what I mean? They kill people for real in Brazil.
That's right.
City of God.
I didn't have running water in my house, Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, bitch, I live in a shack, bitch. Like, I made this wig. You ain't been through the struggle, bitch. I made this.
This was a broom.
You know that shit they be having on Temu? My family make it.
Yeah. But all she did really was she was protecting her teammate because the old girl pushed the hell out of old girl for no reason. She was like, all right. And she probably didn't mean to push her down, but she was running and pushed her at the same time. And I know her booty hurt. Cause she's a skinny girl, you know. You hit that booty on the ground.
Oh yeah, that tailbone.
She got shot.
That girl need to be on Wonder Woman. She need to be on this goddamn Superwoman movie.
I broke my butt. She
like 6'8". And then the cracker coach from LSU talking about, I wish you would have pushed Andrew Reese like that. Like, bitch, that ain't what you supposed to say right now. Like,
no,
that
not at all.
Yeah,
at
all, bro.
Shout out to Dawn Staley who took the correct approach.
Yeah, man. And second of all, that bitch is way bigger than Andrew Reese too. That's a big ass woman.
Yeah, that girl.
That's what made her brother jumped over the thing. It was like, oh shit. This bitch where my sister?
And they got out of his
he's police. Smaller than her.
And they got out of his
sister. He's smaller than his sister.
And they said, Queen shouldn't swing, if you know what
and
I mean.
And they got down to like Dr. Umar. Come on, Queen. Get it together, y'all.
Like a Jill Scott.
Y'all are sisters.
Queen shouldn't swing, if you know what I mean.
That's funny.
Nigga like that. You know Jill Scott.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
what you drinking on after this?
Good job, Remo. You hit all them buzzwords today, boy. That nigga. Hey, he was early, y'all. Hey, come on.
There we go.
Remo was early. I was just preparing the speech
is this
to tell
new
him.
Era?
One can do it.
That nigga got on white pants right now, y'all.
It's a new era. It's a new day.
He got white jeans right
That's
now.
That's funny
man.
As fuck.
White jeans, white jeans make a nigga do better, though.
And nigga tapping it into his Dominican side. Fuck you.
Hey,
about.
I heard
my best niggas.
Most racist cutaway joke on The Family Guy. It was like, you know, they had the two dolphins talking.
Yeah.
And it was like, that black guy must be incredibly successful because he's wearing a lot of white. And then they cut to Samuel L. Jackson, a white Bentley. He had a white Kangol, white turtleneck.
Very racist, but very true
very
for that era.
Very racist. Oh, I think his Lisa Ray era got down. This old Lisa Ray and the bitch.
Here we go, man.
Jeans killed themselves.
Got two of them. Culture comments.
They went crazy.
Ba-boom.
Anthony Bolton 3072 said Remo got a Pushaisky mask made out of Carl Kanai denim.
You see how itchy that shit would feel.
Boy, your face would never
break
recover
out.
From that shit.
Yeah. And the other one, this is when Ronnie had on the his aviator black jacket. It say this is from Javi LaFleur. It say Ronnie dressed like the Mario bullet.
These are hilarious.
Cuckoo.
Your mama.
Good one.
Motherfucker black. Cuckoo.
That shit be following your ass though. Like, hold on, I can jump on top of
the bullet. You at the end of the board. That shit still coming for your head.
He's like, damn, can I jump on this bullet?
Nope. Touch it dead.
Not till you get a star.
I take that. That's fine.
Not till you hit that cocaine, nigga. You gotta hit that star.
Get what your mama built like. Your mama built like your daddy. How about that? I don't even know that person, but so what?
His name is Hobby, man. Of course he has.
Oh, Hobby. That nigga work at Temu.
Guess who had perfect attendance?
He know where his G-spot is. I'm gonna tell you that.
And he had perfect attendance.
Dirty butt. Dirty body ass nigga.
Dirty body
every day at school ass nigga. Breakfast eating ass nigga.
Free lunch ass nigga.
Breakfast eating at school ass nigga.
Me.
I love school nigga. Breakfast.
How about I say me ass nigga?
That croissant with the cheese.
Boy, your school fancy.
And the little bag.
Yeah, y'all had croissants?
Yeah, I was in like
Ronnie
a microwave
bag. Ronnie bought that with him. He don't remember. He don't remember how it was. That is not what nigga. They did not make 500 croissants.
They did, and Sylvan.
I know, no way. It ain't no way. Public school. It was grits. It was eggs. It was your
school.
Brown.
At my school, they had them in little microwave bags. It was a croissant with cheese in it.
Boy, in
that
the
was like
hell.
A like a once
in
a
the
semester
goddamn
thing.
80s. 90s,
80s,
elementary school, 80s, yeah, bro. Hell no, y'all ain't had no. I refuse to believe you got to call a nigga that went to school with you to tell me y'all had croissants in the morning.
Call Big Sam.
Okay.
Call Big Sam. Big Sam definitely remember them bitches though. He like, nah, we ain't had when I was in school.
But when I went to jail,
y'all was lucky, man. We had real bread.
Cause niggas ain't eat breakfast in high school. I eat breakfast. Elementary school,
yeah, high school, nah, hell nah. You eat breakfast in high
school,
you need
but we had that shit.
You got a job.
It might have been middle school, but we had that shit.
You just came from work. Yeah. Like, goddamn, I got to eat this breakfast, bro, before I get in class.
Can I get
I
a coffee?
Concentrate, bro.
Can I get a coffee?
I just worked me a 12, man. In a way.
They used to sell Chick-fil-A biscuits in the morning sometimes.
High school,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, they did. At my
Chick-fil-A
school.
And that team.
They built a Chick-fil-A right by the school.
Yeah.
That's what fucked that business off. It was
Chick-fil-A. I was like, oh, y'all fuck with Chick-fil-A over there?
Watch this. They built that shit right by the school.
Strawberry.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it probably was a nigga work for Chick-fil-A coming to get his kid. Like, hold on. Yeah, oh, they are pissed. Oh, these niggas on our block.
Right.
Ain't even check in. Hell nah.
That bitch is $5 a piece.
Hell nah. That shit like gay as hell.
That shit like buying a bottle of champagne, nigga.
About $2 Chick-fil-A. Yeah, they were head busting. If they was affiliated with Chick-fil-A, they threw that tax on their ass.
It might have been $2.50. I don't know. They
ain't going to lie. When them cookies came to school, though.
What cookies?
And them Fruitopias.
Fruitopia went crazy.
Fruitopia was just syrup.
Fruitopia fucked something up in our bodies. It had to, because it came and went so fast, and anybody say shit.
Fruitopia's still out. It's only a barbershop. In vending machine.
That's what fucked up. That's just some old ass drink in there.
That shit from 99.
That shit cold as hell.
Fruitopia still made Fruitopia the real. That bitch is syrup.
that shit done fermented. That shit wine.
That shit definitely wine. Cause it already was thick as hell.
That shit turned into Four Loko, nigga. That bitch turned into
Four Loko. Maybe that's what that's probably what it's.
Four Loko is old Fruitopia, bro. Gotta be.
A half open Fruitopia. This nigga had been cracking that bitch 11 for 10 years. Now he's 4-11. 2-11. 2-11.
Four Loko, nigga. Shit.
Damn, bro. Whoa, yeah. Fruitopia had niggas in the chokehold. I don't remember the cookies, though.
Y'all didn't have cookies in y'all school?
You said they came to the school. Like, where they came from?
Like, I'm saying, like,
they would just be selling them.
They would be selling
like,
them.
Like, they've, like, fundraiser cookies.
No, I'm talking about, like, they would have,
like somebody
at
mama
salad
shit?
Bar. They would have,
damn,
like, cookies.
Damn, bro, what the fuck y'all nigga went to school at?
Croissants and salad bars?
Y'all
had
no salad
we
bar?
Had a,
fuck
y'all,
no.
We had a baby potato
had a
line.
Cafeteria line.
Okay, so y'all still
y'all had
never went to state.
Y'all had a baby potato line in high school?
No. Y'all I don't think nigga, in LA, nigga ain't talking about state nothing.
Bro, every time my school went,
oh, you talking about high school?
High school.
Oh, I'm sorry, high school. We had a little something.
Yeah, he went to elite high school. You don't want to tell that. That
when he went to his uncle's house on the hill,
Bloody Marys.
I thought you was talking. We was talking about my mind still set on elementary school, and like I was like, nah, that was
bar elementary school.
That's crazy.
That probably got him now for sure.
That's bougie as fuck. They don't.
That's just Sierra Canyon, bro. Like that shit.
Somebody got one.
I just went in the elementary school cafeteria. They do not.
They don't have that shit.
No salad
bar. Second grader trying to get.
It is the saddest little situation, bro. One little window.
Pancakes, nigga, in a styrofoam tray. Pancake
can't even cut
syrup,
none.
Nigga. They love it.
You can't even cut nothing on the styrofoam tray. How you cut pancakes
straight through that bit?
All right, man.
Get that time, bro.
That was a good episode, fellas.
Yeah, man. We like to end the episodes.
Skip.
With a segment we call Secret Genius Life Coach to give the people some words of wisdom. Get through the week. Get to the next episode. I am Kamal, the Secret Genius, and the words of the week are this. You might want to send this to somebody elderly or older in your family. Or elderly.
Yeah, man.
Seasoned saints.
that needs this. Mm-hmm. They about to hack your page. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That link that they sent you about to log into. You ain't going to have no page no more. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of my aunties and uncles. They on their fourth and fifth Facebook page.
I'm back, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, stop clicking them links in the DMs.
They took me down.
On his fourth page.
You have not violated no Facebook thing where you got to log in and do some security. Stop clicking that shit,
yo,
man.
Ann Wagner doesn't work for Facebook security.
Oh, my God.
Keep texting, emailing.
Stop it.
Got Norton.
Stop it. Stop it.
That's crazy.
They about to hack your page.
I'm just talking about copyright infringement. If you don't click this link, we going to get your page for copyright infringement.
And you want to know what's fucked up about my family is our last name Secret, mm-hmm. right? So your Facebook name can be Bowl of Cereal, but it can't be Secret. Unless you send them proof that that's your fucking name. Oh, like you, back when Facebook, I signed up for Facebook when you had to have college ID and all that shit. So my name was easy to get. But my family, you can't put Secret as your last name. So once you do it once, if somebody hack your page, you can never be a Secret again. So it's like they like Secret. They like SCRT. They take the vowels out. You know what I'm saying? They got to put two T's in it or spell it wrong.
Put that three for that.
Olivia Secret.
My uncle is on. He got like seven T's in his fucking name. Because this nigga had so many fucking pages.
The wrong Secret.
Stop looking at links,
Antonio Secret.
Well, y'all were picking name. That was a cool ass name. What's your name going to be? It's a secret. Mm-hmm.
Secret.
Nah, but for real.
It's a secret, not for real.
But that's all I got, man. Stop
that's a great
So once you give it up, you ain't no secret no more. Can't be no secret no more. That's another one.
Shit.
More Than Culture is the brand. This is the More Than Culture show. Kamal the Secret Genius. Remo Ride. Tyler Chronicles. Ronnie Jordan. We out, man.
Cut it off. We could do 15 Patreon if y'all want to before I dip.